She nubs.
Listen to that sweet intro.
Who's that band?
No, but they're good. Better than this Montucky cold snack.
Okay. Montucky cold snack. I have a me.
Welcome back to Shooting the Show, episode 19. This episode entitled Looking a Gift Horse in the Mouth.
It's funny because there's a horse.
Yeah.
On the Montucky cold
snack. And that beer was a gift to me.
It was. But it is the official and official beer of Montana, according to the can.
Hashtag I didn't vote for this.
I didn't either.
I've been a voting age long enough for this to have been up for debate, at least, I feel like.
Yeah, it's... Yeah. And this can is riddled with their charity work.
Really?
Supporting local nonprofits and charities since 2012.
Which ones?
Doesn't say.
Huh.
And then there is a recycling sign that's and don't be a jerk next to it, which is kind of funny, I think.
Yeah. Turned around on Montucky cold snacks.
Yeah. But I will read you another thing on the can.
Hit me.
Brewed and bottled by Montucky Cold Snacks, La Crosse, Wisconsin, for Montucky Cold Snacks, Bozeman, Montana. What does that mean?
Do you actually not know what it means, or are you just curious about why it's set up that way?
I mean, I'm curious about why it's set up that way, because, I mean, I get that Wisconsin's a big beer state. That makes sense. Okay. But if you're making a beer that is specifically for Bozeman, Montana.
We have nice rivers around here.
We have
rivers. There
are
plenty of
here.
Other breweries doing this.
There's at least two that I can think of.
Yeah.
So get on it, Montucky Cold Snack. Actually, don't. This is like...
If Montucky Cold Snacks, you wanted to give us free beer, though.
Yeah, give us some free beer, even if it's the shitty fucking Montucky Cold Snack. Do they have any other brands, I wonder?
Dude, I don't know.
I don't either. I haven't heard of it until yesterday.
Really?
But yeah, I just saw it. It was on sale. 8% back to local causes is on the bottom of the can.
I'm into that.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. Yeah, that just snuck right out.
Yeah, it did.
I'm lucky I turned away from the mic.
You know what else just snuck right out? Hmm. Montana gays can get married.
Oh, yes, this is true. This happened.
Shout out.
Shout out. Way to be on it, Montana. Hashtag progress.
And then there's the more you know theme.
Yeah. I feel dirty after I said that.
Dude, thinking of the more you know just reminded me of that Scrubs more you know.
Oh,
about
God.
The fucking kittens.
Wait, which one? The kittens?
Oh.
The one I'm thinking of is different. It's like Zach Braff comes out and he's like,
yeah.
You get home from work, go to the fridge, grab a cold one, maybe sit down, watch a little TV, smother your kids. Or normal evening, right? Wrong. Don't smother your kids. Then the more you know.
Yeah. Yeah, I mixed that. That's what I was thinking of. I mixed that up with like the side effects of kittens.
Yeah, that one's good too. It's time to rewatch that.
Yep, I think so. It hasn't been long compared to other shows, but
no,
it's
that was
it's time.
Summer
I got
of 2013 is when we
also now I
last.
Feel content to leave out season 9.
Yeah, I don't ever.
I watched it. I watched it all once, and it was better than I would have expected. Honestly, like I liked a lot of the characters, but it was like pretty fucking lame.
Yeah,
and season 8 just ended so.
Fucking well, dude. It was so good. It made me cry.
I cried.
Yeah.
I cried the last time I watched it.
I was crying right there with JD.
Yeah. Fucking single tear.
Yeah.
Come on.
I don't know what the fuck they were thinking. They were thinking money, I guess.
They were thinking money.
It's just stupid fucking concept.
I don't know. Bill Lawrence is a goddamn monolith. So.
Yeah. Hey, dog. Can you turn me up in my headphones?
What?
Can you turn me up in my headphones?
What?
Can you turn me up in my headphones? Yo. Yo, yo. Yeah, that's better. That's a little better. Aw, yeah. Coming through loud and clear now, dog.
Ugh. Ugh.
Sorry, homie.
Just unplugged your mic.
Oh, man. So, yeah. Played the filling station last Saturday. That was pretty cool.
That was pretty cool.
Doctors of Geography is pretty... They're a pretty good band.
Pretty good. Pretty nice dudes.
Yeah, real nice dudes. And, Yeah, it was cold as balls.
It was so cold.
I don't. There were not a lot of people, and we played at midnight, so there were not a lot of people left. But people that were there were into it, and that was good.
That was fun.
But I think we definitely need to play there again in the summer with those guys and get an actual
job,
a big crowd. Yeah,
get an actual job.
Tell your wife and your two daughters.
Like I wish I could. Do you like being alone? Goddamn, of course you don't.
Yeah, that's the funnest.
Yep, that's the new fun impression.
Dude, Connor and I, we can literally sit in a room just doing impressions of that song.
For like much longer than is justifiable, yeah. I think.
Like, pretty sure earlier today, and we've done this before. Like, we've done this
wasn't the first time. No. This wasn't even like in the first handful
and today,
of times.
We had a good 20-minute session of us just doing that fucking
singing
impression.
The same fucking verse because I can never remember how the lyrics are ordered.
When my arms raised in the air, yeah, I was praising. God,
I tried hard to sing like they did.
Get an actual job
and tell both my redneck neighbors to bring their dogs inside.
That song's got so many lyrics, man.
Yeah, it's really good.
It's good. It's long. But what was that on?
That was on the
one of the EPs.
That was the EP that came after Mean Everything to Nothing.
Was that Five Stories?
Yes.
Or? Yeah, that one's good.
Mm-hmm.
That one's really good. Yep. But yeah, we should play there in the summer. That'd be really cool. Be a fun time.
We should play that song.
Which one?
Do you like being alone? God damn, of course you don't. God, of course I don't.
Get an actual job.
Oh, God.
That's the funniest thing in the world. If you don't know,
Tenacious D's HBO program.
It's quite enjoyable.
It's very good.
Watch the first History of Tenacious D, the one from that, not from the movie.
Yeah.
And two of the funniest moments in human history happened during that.
Pretty quickly.
Pretty
within,
quickly.
Like, pretty close to each other.
They hit you pretty hard.
Yeah. Oh, God.
So what's been new with you?
Dude, I'm in season 7 of One Tree Hill.
That's an update from a week ago where you were at,
I think, episode 5 of season 6.
Okay. That's not bad. You're starting to slow down.
Yeah.
You're not jumping 3 seasons in a week.
Well, I had a 10-page paper to write last weekend, so I skipped 2 full days.
Question.
Uh-huh.
Did you relate everything in the paper back to One Tree Hill in some way?
Well, it was about Beethoven and the French Revolution and opera. So no, I did not. But now that I think that I said opera out loud, I think I might be able to.
Yeah, it's pretty easy to make the jump from opera to soap opera to teen drama.
To soap opera.
So soap opera.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So.
That's it.
That's it. Thanks for coming. No, let me just...
Both our heads just explode.
I just want to address this.
Okay.
Quest for 2000.
Yeah. Can you turn on a light? I just realized that we're sitting with the
lights
off.
Yeah, we are.
This
it's
kind of
weird, like...
It's starting to get dark because it's 3 p.m.
Isn't that fucked up?
Ugh.
Yeah, I'll turn on a light.
Thanks, man. Oh, no, I can't stall, though. I can't do this by myself. I'm so scared. Eric, come back. It's scary over here.
I'm here.
Oh, okay.
Let me get my headphones on.
Okay. I thought you were gone for good that time.
No, I'm still here by now. So the quest for 2000.
Quest for 2000!
That's good. That's our own version. We just do it a cappella.
We don't need them.
Cutting
ties.
just to address
the Not Surfer Network Facebook page.
Just to address Zach and Biggs and Brandon, your ideas are funny. Sockman would be fun. Although when I suggested that,
I'm wearing a sock right now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not, but I
normally
wearing
nipple
do.
Socks too, because I'm a gentleman.
Yeah, that's a pretty nice thing to do for people. You don't want people to be poking out. You don't want to get in a sniff war with me, man. Anyway, just to address those guys over at Montucky Skies.
The guys over at Montucky Skies.
I think Sockman would be good, but I did not take into account my current state of physical fitness. And I'm not really about posting pictures of my fat ass on the internet.
What about your fat side leg?
I might be able to get... If it's like... If I can wear a shirt, I'm okay with it. I've just got a little bit of residual chub that
no,
I don't
dude,
want
just
people
do
to
some
see.
Like Buffalo Bill stretching shit.
Yeah, just keep my arms up.
Yeah.
Gross. Can you just throw me a Buffalo Bill impression real quick?
Put the fucking lotion in the basket.
It's the way you say basket. Basket. There's like a quiver in your voice.
Yeah, he really wants her to put the lotion in the basket.
Don't you hurt my dog. Precious. So
you're a great big fat person.
What are you about, a size 4? It's perfect.
What a hoot that movie is.
That movie is so funny.
Just a regular romp.
So, yeah, I'll do that. If I can wear a shirt, I'll do that. That's fine. But if I have a choice,
I think they were mostly interested in your ass.
Yeah, I'll show ass. I don't. I mean, I don't really have much of one. It just kind of turns from lower back to thigh, like a frog.
Yeah, it's
very much like a frog.
Weird. It's really weird.
It's the Teutons. They don't have asses.
Yeah, you have this big like. I don't want to call it a sack, but like a sack right on your throat that just gets like really big and full of air. And then you just spit it out and make this weird burping noise. It's really weird.
It sound kind of like it's Buffalo Bill doing a frog impression.
It's just a frog with like a blonde mustache.
Put the fuck on a rubber. Just eats a fly with his long tongue.
Sticks his tongue between his legs.
That was funny. And the peace, no angel. I don't want to do that.
Nah, I'm not interested in that at all.
That doesn't sound like anywhere any fun at all.
That sounds just unpleasant. But, and just it's like,
and it's face down too.
Face down.
That's rough.
I know. That's, you're fucking snow. It's going to be an icicle.
And
it's going to fall off.
And like, I just have one question.
Okay.
Does the pee have to be somebody else's pee, or can it be my own? Because I think I'd be okay with it if it was my own.
I think I could get drunk enough for it if it was my own.
Oh, yeah. I'm not doing
just, like,
that
get,
sober.
I could just get like super drunk and then like, yeah, pee in the snow. And then just yeah. like someone could just push me over.
I'd write something funny.
Because I don't have any balance.
Yeah, except if my pants are still down and you push me over, we're going to have a problem.
Really? Is that like a thing for you?
Yeah, dude. Peen doesn't like the cold.
Peen don't like the cold.
It's true.
Peen don't like the cold.
Hey. Hey.
Peen don't like the cold.
Hey, everybody. But yeah. What really intrigued me was Zach's proposal.
Zach? Zach, I'm so impressed with you.
Yeah. That was
really
quite
quality work.
Impressive. And it sounded fun. Because as I've told Connor, I can bang out 1,500 words in an hour. So, I am so down. I will give you in-depth analysis. I issue a counter challenge. I will do 300 words on the Carrie Diaries.
Your challenge is to read 300 words about the Carrie Diaries every week.
I will do 300 words. I will go in-depth Even as far as analyzing the technical aspects of the Carrie Diaries.
Dude, I'm very excited for this. I'll write about it like a 13-year-old girl.
That's an interesting format to choose.
I'll do diary entries.
That's funny.
About the Carrie Diaries.
I like that.
I'll write my own Carrie Diary.
If I were an English teacher grading it, I would give you an A for creativity.
I'm just going to write an episode recap from the perspective of Carrie Bradshaw.
So I think you're grossly underestimating my love for shitty television, Zach. Yeah,
it's like you can't believe how balls deep I am in One Tree Hill right now.
Yeah.
I'm ready for the Carrie. I'm just training.
Yeah, it's on. So if I heard our numbers dropped, but if we get 2,000, I will so give you some dirt on the Carrie Diaries.
You're going to learn. Oh, you're going to learn.
I will watch Sex and the City, the entire series, just to study.
I already have, dude.
I haven't. I don't know if I could, but I have.
This is something. I've seen Sex and the City 2, the movie, more than once.
No kidding.
By myself.
Wow.
Yep.
That's the part you leave out.
Yep.
Yeah.
Woo!
Yeah, you guys need to get into wooing competitions with your roommates.
Yeah, dude.
That's what you need to do. I like
woo!
Woo! All right. What is that one?
What's up?
You're drawing on the set list.
Oh, yeah, yeah. What's drawing?
The top one is that
the top one is a bat. It's a bat sleeping in an upside down bed.
A bat?
A bat, yeah.
Okay. What's it say underneath it?
Oh, the one in the middle? Like the big bowl one?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's something different. The bat sleeping upside down is in the very top
there
corner.
It is. Yeah.
Okay. The one in the bowl, I drew a Jesus fish. So like the fish.
But
and then with a cross, and then it has a crown of thorns, and it has legs with sandals on, and then it's in a bowl with dark water, and the caption says, "When Jesus turned water to wine," there's a speech bubble that says, "Oops," when Jesus fish turned.
That's funny.
Yeah,
I like King Turtle. What's the one on top of King Turtle?
There's a bunny and there's a squirrel up there.
Are they fighting over that nut?
No, the squirrel's giving it to the bunny as a gift.
That's kind.
Yeah, it's a very kind squirrel.
Those should be in our liner notes of our album.
Okay.
I think that's a good idea.
Okay. There are four animals there if you don't count Jesus fish. And there are four people in chariot.
There are. Can I be Jesus fish? I'm just kidding.
Yeah,
I don't think
dude.
I would want to be Jesus fish.
No? Which one do you want to be?
I kind of want to be the bunny.
You want to be the bunny? Okay.
I like to receive gifts.
Okay. Not for nothing.
I think Michael's giving me the gift. He's definitely the squirrel.
Yeah, Michael's the squirrel.
I think Brock is Jesus fish because he's taller than...
I thought we were excluded. I was counting the bat.
Oh,
excluding
the bat.
Jesus fish. Excluding I don't know if we can get away with Jesus fish.
Yeah, that'd be kind of rough. Well, then I might be the bat, honestly. Like, I look more like the bat. I feel like that embodies my personality.
You can be the bat if you want to be.
I don't want to be. I want to be the bunny for sure.
Be the bunny then, dude.
Michael's just definitely the squirrel.
Michael's the squirrel.
I think you're the King Turtle.
Goddamn right.
And I think that Brock is the Jesus fish, man. That's the perfect one for him because he's got the long legs and Brock's like a tall dude.
Yep. Okay. Sure, man.
It's decided.
Clint can be the bat.
Clint's the bat. That is, there it is.
Okay, we did it.
Because he's just chilling over there in New Orleans.
In an upside down bed.
In an upside down bed. Oh, man.
What songs do you want to sing next week for episode 20?
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea. We should figure that out. We could do Hands Down.
We should definitely
we should
do
Hands
Down.
And we could do Cute Without the E.
Okay. We can do that.
Do some Andrew Jackson Jihad.
Okay. Which one?
Because
I could do probably like 20 or 30 of them. Your lady's calling you. Everyone, give Eric a break for the lady.
Hey, what's up? Podcasting. Can I call you back? Cool. Bye. All right.
Should have asked her to talk. Be a guest.
Yeah, we need a guest. But if we get like Michael and Brock in on this, we could do some other ones too.
Yeah. Do some just acoustic cherry songs.
Yeah, we could do that.
I'm not mixing full cherry songs for this.
No, I wouldn't ask you to. But yeah, we could do some acoustic ones.
Yeah.
And yeah, just some other cover. I was thinking about learning We Didn't Come Here to Rock.
We only came to disappoint you.
I think that'd be a fun one.
That would be a fun one. I've been thinking about doing that one too, actually. Yeah. So if you want,
we should learn it.
We should do it together.
Yeah.
Can I have the second verse?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that'll be really cool, actually.
Yeah. We should do that one for sure.
Okay.
I can sing an Andrew Jackson Jahad song as well.
Okay.
But I don't know which one we want to do.
I like Heart Elation.
I'll do Heart Elation.
And I also like...
I have to do that one last. That one kills my voice.
Yeah.
I got to yell a lot for it.
We could do Tap Dance.
Okay.
That'd be a cool one to do.
Okay. We should do Freebird.
Freebird?
Yep.
Did you learn that one?
Oh.
Oh, Freebird, the Lynyrd Skynyrd song?
Yeah.
I thought you were talking about Andrew Jackson Jahad still.
I completely forgot they had a song called Free Bird. Yeah. I did learn Big Bird.
Did you?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. I learned like five of them a couple days ago.
Yeah, they're a good like acoustic band.
Yep.
And we got some acoustic guitar. Same with Kevin Devine.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a lot of acoustic jams too.
Yeah. I've been... starting to learn some Weaker Than songs too.
Oh, nice, dude! I'll get them.
Yeah, I got. I can do a side.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. I don't know that one that well.
I bet you would.
I probably would if I heard it.
I think it was like the single from that record.
From Left and Leaving, or
It was one of the singles. Left and Leaving was a single, also.
Yeah. Oh, is that the first song?
I think so. I don't remember.
I think.
It Yep.
Yeah. My fucking favorite on that is Without Mythologies. That song's so fucking cool,
dude. That song's really cool. We should listen to that at the end of this. I think you gotta get up on your mic. I think you gotta get up on your mic.
Aside is the second. Yeah, I do.
What's the first one?
Everything Must Go.
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah, that song's beautiful.
Yeah, it's really good. That whole album's really good, dude. If you're like in a depressed
mood. Dude, that drum sound is incredible.
Yeah, it's cool. Did I tell you that I always used to confuse Weaker Than's with The Wonder Years?
You did tell me that. I've always been confused by it. Like, I understand they're similar sounding and they're three kind of syllables, but, like, it's really weird.
I haven't heard much of either of them, really. That's probably why.
Yeah. I've been getting back into the Wonder Years, too.
Really?
Yeah.
Dude, I have been listening to a lot of that Have Mercy album.
It's really, really good. Have Mercy is definitely... They're on the same label. They're on Hopeless.
As...
Wonder Years.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, they're really good. That record's super good.
Yeah. You Blew It's starting to get pretty big now, too.
They are.
They're, like, starting to kind of blow up a little bit. Pun was intended.
Yeah, they did blow up. Yeah, they were really cool.
They were really
fucking good. I liked them a lot.
Good, yeah. They're on Top Shelf, aren't they?
They are.
Yeah, they've got a lot of good bands.
Top Shelf, yeah. Top Shelf does not disappoint.
No.
Polyvinyl's got a lot of good bands, too.
Mm-hmm. Oomba. I was going to say Ooga Shaka. So,
put the fucking lotion in the brows.
It's that time of year again, Connor.
Which one?
The worst time of year?
Indeed.
If you work at Walmart.
Yeah, I don't miss it at all. Don't miss it a single bit, dude.
I work 42 hours next week. 3 to midnight on Thanksgiving. 12-9 on Black Friday.
At least it's not 4-1 on Thanksgiving this time.
Yeah, it's a little bit better than that.
It's like an hour.
It's an
better
hour better
than that.
It's just gonna fucking suck, and I'm gonna take a long lunch probably. Except I kind of don't want to because I get
that
2 hours of overtime.
Pay.
Yeah, I can't really give that up. But fuck, it's gonna suck, man.
It's gonna suck real bad.
Yeah. But I also have school 3 days. Do we have?
I think we have Wednesday off.
We have Wednesday off. Okay, two
yeah, I'm
days.
Pretty sure.
Which I guess won't be too bad.
Yeah, that's like a non-week.
I might see if I can. Yeah, I might just like skip those classes, honestly.
Yeah.
Yeah. But after this week, dude, I have that advanced acting showcase on Friday, which if you're in Bozeman, you should come to if you want to see me MC an event.
I'll be there.
Yeah, Connor will be
there.
I'll
be there. I will be.
Yeah, I will too.
Michael's going to be there.
Michael will be there.
Maddie's going to be there.
Maddie will be there. Brock will probably be there.
Brock, yeah, I think Brock's going.
Talk to him. Have him buy his ticket from me.
Yep.
But yeah, after Friday, I'll be a little bit better shape as far as time goes. Shit's just bearing down.
Yeah, it's getting pretty bad.
Yep. Pitching my movie on Thursday. Tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. Tomorrow's Thursday.
Tomorrow's Thursday, right? Yeah, yep. Today's Wednesday.
Yep.
Yeah, that'll be fucking cool. So, no sooner if that's getting made. It's yep. getting made eventually anyway, but
yeah, definitely.
It'll be a lot easier to make it in school than it would be out of school. Out of school.
Yeah.
Because I'll need that studio, need their equipment. But I have yep. faith.
I'm going to pitch our record tomorrow, I think, tomorrow.
Yeah, for...
Two. I said tomorrow twice in there.
For what?
Ours. I'm going to talk to...
Oh, to see if we can get a recording in there?
Yeah. At the school.
Yeah. We should definitely do that. Maybe mention my movie, too. Just in case. Well, we can wait on that.
Yeah, we'll do one at a time.
Yeah. Record's getting made, for sure.
Yeah, because the movie, we could theoretically do in one day.
Oh, yeah.
Just record it live.
Yeah,
it's 10 going to be like one song, basically. Yeah.
It's going to be tough, though.
Yeah, it's going to be really hard.
But at the same time, it might be easier to record that way. Just to do...
Yeah, I mean, we could probably still overdub vocals.
Yeah, no, definitely.
But... Yeah, because who all would be... Who all's going to play music on that, do you think? Just us? Like you, me, Michael...
Well, it
kind
of depends. Like, we're going to start writing the music tonight. So, if we get, like, a feel, like, if we want to add... I thought it would be really cool to have horns at some sections.
Oh, that would be cool. I might be able to... I could get at least a trombone.
Yeah. I think
I bet
he
knows people,
player.
So...
But... Be really cool, I
yeah,
think.
Yeah, that would be super cool.
Maybe for the girl song.
Okay.
I'm all cold all of a sudden. I'm shivering.
Yeah, it's pretty chilly down here.
Yeah.
How many lady parts are in that chorus? That sounded weird. How many female vocal parts are in the chorus?
Six.
Six. That's going to be fucking rad. Are they all singing individual parts?
Well, yeah. There's like girl one, girl two, girl three, and girl four are just singing like one line.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're just going to sing backup along with like the other girls if we could find some like extras or backup, like just other actors.
Right.
Like that might not necessarily have a voice, but... would look good on camera.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. And then the two other girls that have the longer parts. So there'll be like two girl parts. One will have, I don't know, they're just kind of like good and evil. Like one of them is on his side, one of them isn't.
Good and evil?
Yeah. But no, that'll be really cool, I think. And then at the end when he's, like, singing his last song and everybody's, like, engulfing him, they're all going to be singing, like, gang vocal, like, Coheed style.
Fuck yeah.
I think that'll be really cool.
It will be really cool. I'm excited to make that.
Me too. I think it's going to turn out really cool. And there's actually, like, a lot of people I've been talking to that seem pretty excited for it, too, if it gets accepted, so.
I don't know how you couldn't be. That sounds, like, just that sounds, like, really epic.
Yeah, I'm just, like, afraid that they're not going to think it's feasible.
Yeah.
Which I think it is. It's, like, three locations, which two of those locations we could honestly do here. Like,
oh yeah,
yeah. Because it starts out, he's like in his bedroom. It's four locations, I guess. He's in his bedroom, and then that's like at the beginning, and then he's in Mike and Travis's apartment, which could be the basement. Like, all this shit that we have around is like production design built in, basically.
Right.
So everything could be there, and we could even add like diegetic sound by you guys like playing drums and shit.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if I would want to do that. But so you could do that scene here, and then the next scene is in like the dark, like endless room. Which we could easily do in the studio.
Yeah.
The studio B.
For sure.
And then just another bedroom. And that's like the whole thing.
Wow.
Like, that's four locations. It's pretty feasible. We would need the studio for like a day, maybe, and like half a day.
Mm-hmm.
Well, probably a day. That's like one of the bigger chunks of the movie.
Yeah.
But then the rest we could shoot here.
Probably take 2 days, 2 or 3 days to record it.
Yeah. Yeah. But we could do that probably over break.
Yeah.
Or sometime soon.
Yeah. We could do it.
Yeah. And like that's the thing too. Like if we record at the school, then it'd be free.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't have to pay for that in the budget. We could put the rest of the budget into like
making it look super cool.
Making it look good and production design, yeah.
Yeah.
Basically. But yeah, I'm excited for it. Hopefully it gets picked. I'm just kind of worried about that aspect of it. Like, it is kind of out there, and the script, I was reading it again today, and just a lot of it is really out there. Like, there's a lot of ambiguous stuff, but I think it adds a certain style to it.
Yeah, definitely. It's like listening to a rock song.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I tried to write the dialogue as song lyrics would be, kind of.
Yeah.
Like, directed towards certain people. So, we'll have to rework it, but I think it's a good framework.
Yeah. I'm pretty stoked about it.
Yeah, I'm just a little bit worried about the length because it is 9.5 pages. And translated to music, like Falling by the Wayside was 7 pages.
And was pretty long.
And was 15 minutes.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
But there was a lot of room for like just musical breaks there. And I want this movie to be really intense. Like,
just compact.
Yeah, just like immediate and like, yeah, definitely. So hopefully that gets made. I might have to skim it down a bit. It's going to be hard though.
Mm-hmm.
Just because it wouldn't be hard for the Tracys. Like, I could shoot the film I have now and do it for the Tracys, but for the class I'd have to find some kind of a shorter way to make it, you know.
Yeah.
Which will be hard with a musical because it's basically making a different song, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see. We'll tackle that when we come to it. But I'm super excited for that, dude. I think it'll be really cool. And the teacher who taught theater when I pitched Falling by the Wayside is teaching thesis. So,
oh, nice.
He already knows. He's seen my play. So hopefully it gets picked.
Indeed.
But yeah, yeah. Ooga shaka, ooga, ooga, ooga shaka.
Man, I just got super tired out of nowhere.
Yeah, it happens.
Gotta get some food in me.
Yeah, me too, dog.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
What are we looking at? It's going to be a short one this week.
Yeah.
Oh.
34 minutes.
34. That's not too bad.
That's not bad. Deal with it.
Deal with it. We'll be back next week. Episode 20, and it'll be an extra long one for
it'll
you.
It'll be a super long one where we sing a bunch of songs.
We're
going to
sing some songs,
sing.
And we'll talk to people, and yeah, it'll just be really fun.
So fucking
so fun.
Fun. Just so much fun. You're going to have so much fun. You're going to love it.
You just went really like weird stand-up comic on me.
Yeah, dude, I just went like super Bill Hicks on you.
Yeah.
Dude, I got the rage in me.
I got the rage in me.
We got the clap and we're giving it to you. We got the clap and we're giving it to you. We got the clap and we're giving it to you. Who got the clap? We do, we do.
So yeah, come back for episode 20. It's going to be a really good one. Oh, you know what I want to do real quick, actually?
Hit me. Oh yeah, I remember this completely. We haven't watched wrestling in like a month.
A long time,
guys. A super long time. Because of school in One Tree Hill.
Yeah, because of that. But we are still, Survivor Series is this Sunday.
Keeping, what the fuck?
Yeah, keeping true to our tradition of doing.
We're going to preview the card, even if we don't watch it. We should watch it.
We should. Let's try to watch, like, the page doesn't exist. What are you fucking?
Oh, I thought you were talking about the wrestler page. I'm like, I've seen her before.
But we should watch like an episode of Raw, like the latest one to kind of catch up.
Yeah, definitely.
To catch up.
Ketchup. Oh, I want some ketchup. Oh, my voice just got so much more sultry.
Yeah, it did.
Have we been introduced, madam? I don't believe I've seen you before.
Pierce Brosnan, is that you?
Yes, I suppose it is.
Okay, the cover, the poster, is Seth Rollins.
Okay, in a suit?
He is in his Cobra gear.
Like Cobra Kai?
No, like Cobra from G.I. Joe. And and there's dark on one side and light on the other. And the tradition of Survivor Series is the traditional five-man tag elimination matches that they have, right?
It was five. I thought it was seven, but I guess
it might have been seven before. I think they skimmed it down to five.
Sure.
So here's the card. Pre-show, Fandango versus To Be Announced.
Okay.
Singles match.
Guess who doesn't care about that?
Not me. I'm going to say To Be Announced is going to win. Team Cena.
I like to think that TBA is JBL's like cousin.
Yeah. Or RVDs.
Yeah.
Team Cena, which consists of John Cena, Dolph Ziggler, Big Show, and Eric Rowan and Ryback.
Rowan,
yeah. That's weird too, I thought. But I guess Harper would make a better
Catch up.
Yeah, Rowan makes a better face, I would think. So
he could team with Sheamus, they could be all red.
I wonder if they have new gimmicks now then. That's weird.
Mm.
Interesting. John Cena, Dolph Ziggler, Big Show, Eric Rowan, Ryback versus Team Authority.
Ryback,
yeah, that's a weird one to throw in there.
Okay.
Team Authority, which is Seth Rollins, Kane, Mark Henry, who apparently made a face turn or a heel turn.
Oh, yeah, I did. I do remember his heel turn. He turned heel against Big Show.
Oh, okay. Rusev and Luke Harper. And the stipulation is a traditional Survivor Series elimination tag team match. If Team Authority loses, they will no longer be in power, whatever the fuck that means. And if Team Cena loses, all team members will be fired. So I don't think they're going to fire John Cena.
No, probably not.
Maybe for TV, though. So it's hard to say on that one. I would think probably Team Cena would win.
I think probably.
I think they're going to play with the Authority out of power storyline.
Yeah, probably. Do you think that Harper and Rowan are feuding?
I think so. It's the way it seems, at least. Because
yeah, I can't imagine who else they
Cena
would be.
Cena and Rollins.
Definitely.
Dolph Ziggler doesn't make much sense to me, but they threw Kane in there. Yeah. And then Big Show and Mark Henry, mm-hmm. Rowan and Harper and Ryback, and then Rusev seems random, too. And so does Ryback, but I don't know. It's hard to say. But I'll say Team Cena.
Yeah, I also think Team Cena.
AJ Lee, the champion, versus Nikki Bella for the WWE title.
I bet that'll be pretty good, honestly.
Probably.
Is AJ the face in that? Or is she still...
Probably.
Or is she just, like, middling?
I think she's a face because Paige was, like, attempting to be the heel, I think.
Okay.
By doing all the bad things. I don't know. This one's cool. Dean Ambrose versus Bray Wyatt in a singles match.
Oh, yeah. I wonder...
Because at the end of fucking... That was crazy.
Yeah, that was really crazy.
Did we talk about that?
I think so. Yeah, okay. We did.
Yeah, we did. I remember now.
I am worried because I've heard that like their promos are good, but that the story's boring.
Really?
Yeah.
Have you been like listening to Cheap Heat? Okay. Yeah, I would. I don't. I can't really make a decision on that one. Probably.
I mean, I bet I'll be entertained by it. They're both super awesome
for sure. But there's no way for me to know who's going to win that. Golden Stardust versus the Usos versus Los Matadores.
Holy shit!
Versus
still?
Miz and Damian Sandow. Mizdow, sorry. And that's a fatal four way tag team match for the WWE Tag Team Championships. I'm going to say Miz and Mizdow might win that. They seem to be.
I would be happy with that, honestly.
Like a better fit for them, yeah. And tag team is more for the comedy bits anyway.
Yeah.
And then Alicia Fox, Emma, Naomi, and Natalya versus Paige, Cameron, Layla, and Summer Rae. Divas traditional Survivor Series elimination tag match. Fucking could care less.
I could care less, but I'm so glad Emma's back. Let me tell you.
Yeah,
I missed Emma so much.
Jail can't hold her back.
No. She gon' get that iPhone case.
She gon' get that iPad case. That shit's
I thought it was an iPod.
No, iPad.
Oh.
But I'm going to say Paige's team will win because I like Paige, so... She's good.
She is good. I don't know why that made me laugh, but it really did.
So there you have it.
We did it.
I'm excited for Bray Wyatt and Dean Ambrose. I'm gonna.
Yeah, I just got excited about this. I want to go watch Raw.
Yeah, make sure to put WWE in the
in the tags
so that we can get 2,000. 2,000.
Quest for 2,000.
Mad Harmonies, dog.
That was some, like, Gamelon Harmonies, dude. Just, like, barely out of tune.
I'm pretty sure that we just made somebody's head explode somewhere.
Yeah, definitely. I hope it was Biggs. What up?
What up?
What up?
Shots fired.
What up?
Why were you pointing to your
computer? I don't know, dude. I just had to like get the arm going,
yeah,
and the finger stayed pointing.
But yeah, if we get 2,000, fucking doing Carrie Diaries because that's gonna be fun.
I'm honestly super excited to write Carrie Diaries.
Yeah, me too, dog. Me too, dog.
Oh yes, me too. Me as well, my dog.
My dog.
My dog. Me as well.
My DAWG.
I can spell, my dog.
And tune in next week for episode 20. We should just, let's kill it. I'm going to shoot your computer. Ready?
Wait, no, I haven't saved yet.
1, 2, 3, boom!
Okay, well, thanks, Eric. Bye, everyone.
Dude, it's still working. Zombie computer.
Zombie computer. And then we just fucking both die by computer.
Then we turn into zombie computers afterwards.
And then Michael comes home from fishing and we turn him into a zombie computer.
Naturally.
And then we fuck the place up.
All the way.
Just me and my zombie computer bros turning shit down.
Rolling the streets. Cold don't affect us now.
Straight roaming. Our cells already dead.
Did you say our cells?
Our cells. Cold can't kill them.
Cold
already dead.
Okay.
All right. Bye, man.
Bye, guys.
We have to go leave now. We have to go back to our separate houses.
Yeah.
I live across the country.
The way across.
Yeah, it's been good seeing you, man.
Yeah, it's been fun. Oh, you know what I realized?
What's that?
Did you know that the guys from We Had a Good Life?
Oh, you heard something about them?
I did. I heard something about those guys.
What's that?
I heard...
Because I heard something as well, you know.
Yeah. I heard that they fucking hate, they absolutely despise French toast.
French toast? Really?
Yeah. And twins!
That's weird. That's weird because I heard that they think that kittens aren't cute.
Really?
Yeah, dude. That's fucked up, right?
That's
really fucked up. You don't even have to be a cat person. Cats are just like baby kittens.
Come baby on. Anythings.
They're inarguably cute.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah.
What's up?
Come on, man. R-Truth.
R-Truth.
What's up?
What's up?
What's up?
What's up? People over there, what's up? If you feel me, stand up and say what's up.
What the?
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 that you can get with this, or you can get with that. You better get with this, because this is where it's at. What the?
What the?
What the?
What the?
What the?
What the?
Yay, dog, don't fall out of time.
Where'd you come from, DMX?
Apparently, DMX has never heard of rhythmic displacement.
Oh, we need to end this. Yeah. Push the space.
Do we really have to?
I don't think so. We're on a roll.
I don't want to go, Mom.
I just have to pee really bad. That's the only reason.
Yeah, I'm good to stop this. I'm just.
I could pee into this.
I am okay with you. Just
I'm pretty sure somebody already did.
Over in Wisconsin.
Over in La Crosse, Wisconsin.
Lascrosskin. All right, let's go. All
right, bye, everybody.
Hello, what can I do for you today?
Well, I am looking for Christmas presents for my family. Just, I really let it go this year. Do you have anything good for me?
Of course, the We Had a Good Life podcast, which you can find on the Not Safer Network.
A podcast? I guess I was thinking more like a Furby, maybe?
Maybe Montucky Skies is more up your alley.
I guess, is that also a podcast? Because again, I'm looking for something a little more tangible.
Podcast? Why, speak no further. We've got Box Office Battle.
You know, I gotta say, I'm beginning to feel like you're not listening to me. Again, looking for gifts like I can put in a box or a bag and wrap them for my friends and family.
Perhaps shooting the show would be more your speed.
You know, work with me, not for me. Let's try to attack this as a team. Again, gifts, family.
Is your family into art?
Sure, yeah.
Well, then the Thin Man podcast would be right up your alley.
All right, do you have something that's not a podcast? Because this is a little frustrating.
Real Roulette isn't a podcast anymore, but we do have the archives available on the Not Safer Network.
I mean, it seems pretty clear at this point you have an agenda. You're not going to sell me the toy robot. You're not going to sell me the beautiful handbag. And you're not going to sell me that cool poncho. What are you going to sell me?
That's debatable. It's a podcast about arguing.
You know, I gotta say, at this point, I feel like I understand arguing. So, I'm tempted, but again, not what I'm looking for.
So you're looking for something tangible that you can hold in your hands?
Ideally.
Well, why not the Not Safe for Network podcast, which you can hold in your hands on your iPod or MP3 player?
Sure, that counts.